You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
10 minutes. We'll take your calls on Kevin Durant's legacy. Will it be tarnished by him seeking another team after his business partner, Rich Kleiman, told ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski that he wants to be traded away from the Brooklyn Nets. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll take your calls on that coming up shortly. You are listening to Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Courtney Cronin, Mike Wells, sitting in for the guys on this Friday evening. You can join the conversation by tweeting to us at Courtney R. Cronin, at Mike Wells NFL. You can also hit us up on that CC call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN. Will Kevin Durant's legacy be tarnished by him seeking another team? We'll discuss that shortly. But earlier in the show, we talked about the other part of this Brooklyn Nets equation as it pertains to Kyrie Irving, who earlier this week opted into his $36.5 million player option and now is probably headed out of Brooklyn as well. If Kevin Durant's not playing there, Kyrie Irving's probably not far behind. Will the Los Angeles Lakers be the destination where he ends up? Dave McMenamin, ESPN NBA reporter, covers the Los Angeles Lakers, and we talked with him earlier about what's going on with Rob Pelinka, the general manager, what's going through his mind currently as it pertains to how the Lakers might be able to land Kyrie Irving.
What Rob Pelinka is thinking about right now is what I could do to get Kyrie Irving in the Los Angeles Lakers uniform for next year. And the Lakers don't have a tremendous amount of young assets they can include in a deal like that. The first round picks that they are able to swap aren't even available until 2027 and 2029 because they gave up so many to get Anthony Davis a couple years ago. At the same time, though, listen, if you're Brooklyn, you could potentially get a pick or two. You could get a young guard in Talen Horton Tucker, who has had some flashes of brilliance in his short career so far. You can get a guy in Russell Westbrook who clearly has shown some signs of atrophy where his career is right now. But if you just need an inning eater for next year and it's an expiring contract, you could do worse than Russell Westbrook. And, you know, as you start to see whatever deals that could materialize around the league, like because of the way Kyrie Irving has managed his career the last couple of years, it's not like he is some shining asset that teams are going to be lining up to acquire. Also, you'll have the idea if Kyrie Irving's already putting the signals out to everyone that he wants to be with the Los Angeles Lakers, if you're another team, even if you are tantalized by his talent, are you really going to go and trade anything of value to get him, thinking that he doesn't want to be there? And so there's certainly a pathway to see Kyrie Irving reunited with LeBron James this time in L.A., and that is where Rob Pelinka's mind is at right now.
We're talking with Dave McMenamin, ESPN NBA reporter on Canty and Carlin, Courtney Cronin, Mike Wells sitting in for the guys. On the note of Kyrie Irving, we know that the Lakers were the only team earlier this week that seemed even remotely interested, that they were on Kyrie Irving's list of six potential suitors and being able to pull that off and make that happen. As it stands today, you know, fast forwarding all the time past him opting into his player option, how do the Lakers pull this off to get Kyrie Irving, and what would they exchange for him? Because like you had mentioned, at this point, we know that he's kind of got no leverage because he had mentioned that that's where he wants to go. Is there much value for the Brooklyn Nets in trading him to L.A.?
Well, you start with Russell Westbrook because, one, you can't have both those guys on the same team. They both need the ball in their hands a fair amount, as does LeBron, and so you can't have three of them. LeBron staying, obviously, and you bring Kyrie in. That's where you start, and that's a salary match situation also. Russell making 47, Kyrie making 37. To convince Josiah and Sean Marks and the Nets group to want to take on more salary when it looks to be somewhat of a rebuilding situation for them, you're going to have to sweeten the deal. And so that's where the draft picks come in. But as I mentioned, the draft picks aren't able to be passed over until 5 years from now because of the other deals the Lakers have done in the last several seasons. And then really, I mentioned the one young asset that they could include is Talen Horton-Tucker. I suppose the other guy that they have who, some teams certainly would see some upside to would be Austin Reeves. The Lakers have no interest in parting with Austin Reeves. They think they found a gem last year, having him come undrafted and really have some really nice moments for them. But it's going to come down to some combination of those assets I mentioned, and then the Lakers crossing their fingers and hoping that the rest of the teams around the league think, that's too much for us to deal with, especially if Kyrie's made it clear he doesn't want to be here, and hope that their offer ends up looking better just because the other offers don't materialize around the rest of the NBA.
So what happens if the Lakers are not able to land Kyrie? Because it sounds like it won't be an easy situation, easy trade to pull off, especially with the lack of first-round draft picks immediately available to go to Brooklyn. If they don't get Kyrie, how do they get better? I mean, do you see any other players fitting in that could help them get back to the playoffs, especially with LeBron James, turning 38 years old later on this year?
Well, Mike, they got to get some shooting, and that team you used to cover, the Indiana Pacers, have already started wheeling and dealing, and they parted ways with Malcolm Brogdon to Boston, and there's another guy on that roster who can really shoot it and has some deep ties to Rob Pelinka, that being Buddy Hield. Rob Pelinka used to be his agent before he moved over into a NBA executive role. And Buddy's someone who the Lakers nearly acquired last year on draft day until the Russell Westbrook deal came out of nowhere. And so, that is the type of player that they would target. And again, when we're talking about what they have available to trade, it's that same asset that we're mentioning. It's those draft picks that don't convey until a half decade from now. and it's Talen Horton-Tucker and Austin Reeves. Now, you say on their face, Talen Horton-Tucker, Buddy Hield, who's a better player? Buddy Hield, sure. But if the Indiana Pacers' timeline is rebuilding around Tyrese Haliburton and you may not be sniffing a playoff for 2 or 3 years down the line, well, 2 or 3 years down the line, Buddy Hield is best days are past him. And so there could be some value in that type of offer that you make to Buddy Hield. And the other guy you could look to is Eric Gordon in Houston. Houston's clearly in a rebuild. If Eric Gordon lets it be known that he doesn't want to use the twilight of his career to be playing on teams that go 20-62, that's another guy you can target. And again, you give Houston some young players that would fit their timeline as well. And then, Brooklyn's got a couple other shooters. If they can't get Kyrie, well, guess what? There's also Seth Curry and Joe Harris there. And, the Lakers right now do not have any shooting on their roster, like none. So that is the huge void, and they have 13 players locked in. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be hard to get a player on a veteran minimum contract that brings shooting and also has enough defense where he can stay on the floor. Like, Wayne Ellington last year, he's an excellent shooter, but he was such a one-sided player. He didn't have the defense to be able to stay on the floor. They recognize that they can't go that route. They need to find shooting in guys who can play two ways. That's going to be their priority. The number one they love is Kyrie Irving, who's a 50-40-90 guy. But if they can't get Kyrie, you're going to look for them trading players or perhaps getting rid of one of those picks down the line to get some shooting, because otherwise the spacing just won't work with this team. You need LeBron to be surrounded by shooters to maximize what he does.
That was Dave McMenamin, ESPN NBA reporter who closely covers the Los Angeles Lakers, talking about what it would take for Kyrie Irving to get his wish granted and head out west. Again, the Brooklyn Nets need to facilitate this trade in happening, and as it stands right now, they would have every reason not to grant Kyrie's wish. Granted, if they can get the haul back that they want, which might be a little bit more difficult to do with Kyrie Irving than it would be Kevin Durant, they're going to offload him. That's a no-brainer, but it remains to be seen where he will go. Los Angeles, the favorite destination for the betting odds and for Kyrie Irving himself. Now, will the Nets end up pulling the strings to make that happen? Time will tell. This is Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Will Kevin Durant's legacy be tarnished by him seeking to play for another team? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We take your calls next. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn. He has two teams on his list of potential suitors. Next destinations, either being the Phoenix Suns or the Miami Heat. Could there be other destinations? Well, when you have a player of that caliber, everybody in the NBA is listening, even if it doesn't make sense right now with the construction of your roster. Players like Kevin Durant don't become available all that often, and it brings up the question about his legacy. Now that he wants to leave the Brooklyn Nets and go somewhere else, will it be tarnished, his legacy, that is, by seeking another team? This is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Courtney Cronin and Mike Wells presented by Progressive Insurance. We're taking your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go out to Mike in Los Angeles. Mike, you're on ESPN Radio. What you got?
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy Friday. Happy 4th of July weekend. All I got to say is KD, not a LeBron fan, but KD will never top over LeBron. Reason being is LeBron went back to his hometown, won a championship, and built something from the ground up, even though he left. Now, for instance, LeBron will never pass Kobe because it takes a certain personality to be in L.A. and win a championship. Unfortunately, his championship came during a time where it was not crowds, right? We also saw the worst ever result of a Laker team in LeBron. So LeBron would never pass Kobe, and unfortunately, KD would never even pass LeBron. Now, granted, let's just say Jimmy Butler went to championship without Kevin Durant. Jimmy Butler is technically a better player legacy over Kevin Durant.
Okay, Mike, thanks for the call. There's a whole lot there. Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, you know, he was rolling, and then he had to drop in the Jimmy Butler KD thing. I am not sure I can find anybody who will say Jimmy Butler is a better basketball player than Kevin Durant. No. And this is no slight on Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is a hell of a basketball player, but Kevin Durant is one of the best in the world. He might be the best
in the world, depending upon who you ask. It's him, Giannis, or LeBron.
Probably LeBron being
a third in that list because of his age right now.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler would be lucky to crack the top 10. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. But that's the good thing about sports. We can always compare people, you know, talent-wise, who's better, who won more titles or whatnot. That is nonstop water cooler talk, and the debate can go back, you know, go round and round. But, yeah, you can't insult Jimmy Butler. I mean, you cannot insult Kevin Durant by saying Jimmy Butler, if he won a title, would be better than Kevin Durant.
And the thing is, now that Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn, the conversation. We've had this here on ESPN Radio this afternoon, as we've taken calls. People want to use the barometer of LeBron James in trying to size up Kevin Durant and where he stands and whether this is a weak move or not. And everyone wants to look at LeBron James and say, well, LeBron, if he was in the same situation, he would have stayed. Or LeBron, you know, has delivered on his promise to other organizations and faulting Kevin Durant, finding fault within his decision to want out of the Brooklyn Nets. It's two completely different situations, in my opinion. Like, you can't compare an apple to a watermelon. You can't. LeBron James is LeBron James. And Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant. And I'm talking about the leadership qualities, the on-the-court and the off-the-court stuff. Basketball, X's and O's, those two as players, you can debate that till you're blue in the face. That's fine. But I think people are bringing this up, this argument being like, well, LeBron James never would have let it get to this point. LeBron James wouldn't have bolted on the Brooklyn Nets. Like, it's a completely different situation. I think that, yes, while Kevin Durant, I'm not absolving him at all of responsibility for his role in this mess that has been created with the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie Irving deserves the majority of the blame. The Brooklyn Nets ceded all of their power to their superstars, so they get a giant fat L for the way that they've handled this. But Kevin Durant played a role in things getting this bad. But at the end of the day, and the Brooklyn Nets very clearly feel the same way, he finished the job of what he set out to do, especially last season. Now, he's got 4 years left on his contract, really doesn't have the leverage, but it appears that they're willing to work with him because of how he handled last season. Because, you know, when it's all said and done, he did what he said he was going to do. And he came through when Kyrie Irving didn't want to show up to work for 2 weeks and decided that it wasn't worth getting the vaccine, and he had to sit out all those games. So I don't understand the logic of trying to bring LeBron into this, because look at Kevin Durant as his own man in his own situation. LeBron has nothing to do with this unless Kyrie Irving gets traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. It's not like LeBron sparked this. So I don't really understand that argument a whole bit, but what do I know? Candy and Carlin, presented by Progressive Insurance, insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, progressive.com as well. One more here before we move on and talk to an expert about what's next. Let's go to Chuck in Chapel Hill. Chuck, you're on ESPN Radio.
Hello, this is Chuck. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What you got?
I think KD's legacy is going to be tarnished by the fact that he's never, as Charles Barkley would say, never drove the bus. Unless he gets traded to a small market team and brings them up from the ashes, there's always going to be that question. Could he have done it by himself? Can he lead a team? Mm-hmm. I mean, it failed in OKC. It definitely failed in Brooklyn. He was part of a better crew in Golden State, so he hasn't really been the man, per se. So I think unless Kevin's really goes somewhere crazy, like maybe Charlotte for Miles Bridges trade and bring him up from ashes, he's going to have a stain on his legacy as not being that man.
Chuck, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. If Kevin Durant goes to a small market team and brings them a championship, I don't know. Phoenix isn't a small market. They've got, I try to think of like major sports, franchise that they have there. They've got hockey, they've got NBA, they've got the NFL, they've got baseball. So that's not small market. Miami's not small market. I don't know. If he ends up going, I don't know what would constitute. I mean, Charlotte, I know that he just brought that up in the Miles Bridges news and all of that. But I don't know. I don't know if that would change it for me. What would probably change it for me, and the only way, and we can discuss this a little bit later, if he goes home, if he goes to the Washington Wizards and wins a title there, who's to say that like he isn't heralded as a hero by the entire NBA, particularly the Wizards fans, though, in that respect?
Basically, long story short, Courtney, Kevin Durant's not worried about his legacy. He wants to win. He just wants to win a title. He ends up going to another team and pairing with more all-stars to win. He's not going to worry about the criticism. What he's going to say is, I've got more championship rings, and he's probably going to give people the bird and say,
with his
you
third.
Guys take
yep.
that.
Don't disagree with that at all. We'll take more of your calls here on whether Kevin Durant's legacy will be tarnished by seeking another team. We see you on the call-in line. Stay on for a little bit longer. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But coming up next, what does Rudy Gobert and the trade that the Utah Jazz just pulled off, sending Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves, mean for Donovan Mitchell's future with the Jazz? We discuss next, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Canny and Carlin, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Courtney Cronin, Mike Wells, holding it down on this Friday afternoon for the guys. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. It appears that the Utah Jazz are headed towards a massive reset after trading Rudy Gobert, the three-time defensive player of the year, to the Minnesota Timberwolves in exchange for four first-round draft picks. Let's tap in now with Vince Carter, ESPN NBA analyst, for a little bit more on this situation. Vince, I want to figure out what this means for Donovan Mitchell. Are the Utah Jazz going to make this his team and try to build around him, or do you think he, too, will be on the move?
I tell you, Courtney, it's an interesting thing, and I was sitting here when I heard that, I was sitting here thinking, like, you know, we have to see what is Donovan Mitchell thinking. I think that's been the theme through all of this and with the Utah situation for a while now. What is he thinking? Does he want to be moved? You know, it was the thing about him being not being happy when Quinn Snyder resigned and stepped away from the team. So it was just a question of what happens. And so now I'm thinking, okay. Yeah, I heard Brian Windhorst said, yeah, they're possibly going to build around him, but will he be happy? And I said, well, this is an opportunity now to really make that Kevin Durant deal actually work in Phoenix, because you can move Ayton. Obviously, you have to make the pieces work, but Ayton can now go to the Jazz, and you can move Donovan Mitchell to the Nets. And then now you move Kevin Durant to Phoenix, what you want. And I think everybody's happy, a fresh start for everyone. So those are opportunities. But until we figure out what Donovan Mitchell is thinking now, is this just a release? And now let's go use the draft cap. I mean, the capital that we have, and get some more pieces. Or it's like, wait a minute, what are we doing with this team here? And now I'm ready to boom on. So I think until we hear what, you know, he wants to do, we're still in limbo.
Yeah, you're right about that, Vince. I think obviously there's going to be, you know, Donovan Mitchell and that, and Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are the names that people are going to be paying attention to. But with that said, there hasn't been this much excitement about the Minnesota Timberwolves since Kevin Garnett, Sprewell, Sam Cassell were out there back in the early, you know, the mid-2000s.
Yeah, exactly.
You were playing above the rim in Toronto back then. The last time there's been this much excitement. What does the foundation of Minnesota look like now when you have Rudy Gobert, Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell? I mean, how good can this Minnesota Timberwolves team be?
They can be good, but it's situational, in my opinion. And because of the game being faster, and, you know, there's some players, old-school players and old-school coaches that, wait, we're going to play our way and make them change. Well, the difference is, as a team, are you willing to give up the three-point shot? You're talking about bigs and Carl Anthony Towns is very capable of moving his feet. But, you know, I'm putting Rudy in pick and rolls. Now, the rim is well-protected. You're not getting in their paint, and I think that helps in the playoffs, but you have to get there. And I guess they feel if they can just get there, because they have a lot of talent offensively, they can score. Rudy Gobert is not really known for his offense at all, but defensively is what they want to shore up first. I mean, obviously you can get stops. You have enough talent in Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns as far as scoring, and then you just put some more shooting around them, and, you know, you leave Rudy – around the basket. You know, that's one thing I've always admired. You know, you think of Rajon Rondo in Boston back in the day and Doc Rivers, because of his ability to rebound, what did he do? They put him around the basket because he can rebound and get extra possessions. And that's what Rudy Gobert can do for your team offensively as well, even though, you know, you don't get a lot of scoring from him. You just leave him around the basket because Cat tends to hover mid-range to the three-point line anyway. And occasionally you have to post him up, and, you know, you kind of can figure that out. But defensively, they're going to be really good. But I'm just curious how they play when they play those small ball teams, and who will he be able to guard in those situations, because we've seen Utah get exposed in those situations where you had to sit Rudy Gobert.
We're talking with Vince Carter, ESPN NBA analyst, 22-year NBA vet here on Canty and Carlin. DeJounte Murray was traded to the Atlanta Hawks yesterday, became official when free agency started. It's been a little buried here amid all the KD news and Kyrie news in the Eastern Conference. But am I wrong to think that him teaming up with Trae Young and that changing Atlanta's backcourt not only gives Atlanta one of the best backcourts in the NBA, but can also potentially change the landscape of what the Eastern Conference and the heavyweights in the Eastern Conference look like?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. It was kind of surprising to me because DeJounte Murray was an all-star as a point guard. And what is he going to play now? Is he going to probably be your off-guard? Is Trae willing to play off the ball a little more because you have another all-star? Those are the X factors and the things are concerns for me. I like who he is, what he brings to the table. He's an all-star. And if Trae and DeJounte can make it work, and then you add some other pieces, yes, the Atlanta Hawks are going to be dynamic. And they give me the feel, hear me out, they give me the feel of C.J. McCollum and Dame Lillard type backcourt. And Dame was willing to allow C.J. be the star and offensive guy that he is, and it made them better because they were able to play off of each other. And I think if Trae can do that, yes, what you said makes sense.
Hey Vince, Adrian Wojnarowski reported last night that James Harden is going to meet with the 76ers this weekend. If you're the 76ers front office, how are you leery on giving Harden a long-term contract, considering, you know, how he played in the playoffs and wondering, okay, can we commit to him long-term, or are you sold that, okay, Harden and Embiid can be that 1-2 punch?
I will be the first to say there's two guys that I was concerned as far as long-term, and that's James Harden and Zion. Obviously, Zion got it and got his long-term deal. I'm happy for him, and it's just the injuries. And when you're, and I think I look at it now. It's crazy hearing me say this. I look at it from the organizational side a lot, as well as obviously as a player. But if I'm the organization, there is some hesitancy for giving guys long-term. But at the same time, if you look at the moves that they are making, and potentially, you know, and potential moves, they're trying to get that Houston band back together. A lot of the guys, all of the players that are coming in are formerly of James Harden's teammates. So the way it's kind of playing out, I think he's going to get that contract, and his willingness to take less money to get better players, to get more help is important. And I think they're doing that. And so I expect him to get his deal.
You know what else is crazy? We went about 10 minutes here and didn't even ask you about Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and the fallout.
Because you got to save it for later. Get all the little stuff out of the way.
You know, there's a lot of news going on in the NBA with free agency having just kicked off over 24 hours ago. And we appreciate Vince Carter joining us here on Canty and Carlin to break down some of the bigger non-KD, non-Kyrie headlines. Because we know there's going to be plenty of time for that because it doesn't seem like the Nets are in any hurry to try to get this thing settled. Tons of speculation that we can make over the next couple days. Vince, we really appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Vince Carter, ESPN NBA analyst, 22-year NBA vet, joining Courtney Cronin and Mike Wells here on Canty and Carlin. Mike in Staten Island, I see you on the CC call-in line. We will take your call on the other side of the break. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Will Kevin Durant's legacy be tarnished by him seeking another team? Taking your calls next. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, Courtney Cronin, Mike Wells sitting in for the guys on this Friday evening. We're taking your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What do we think about Kevin Durant's legacy now that he wants out of Brooklyn and wants to go to a different team? Mike in Staten Island, appreciate you waiting on the line. You're on ESPN Radio.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to comment on the Kevin Durant's legacy. I think his legacy is totally tarnished. Due to the fact that he just keeps bouncing around to team to team, he's never really led a locker room to win. He can never be, when it's all said and done, statistically, he'll go down as one of the greatest players ever, statistic-wise. Mm-hmm. But as far as a winner, he can never be in the conversation as Kobe or LeBron or Jordan. If you look at the team, if you look at Kobe, Kobe stuck it out. Kobe stuck it out during some of the worst years team-wise he ever had. And if you look at the teams LeBron led the first 6 years of his career to the finals, without LeBron, they're a last-place team. That's why I find Kevin Durant, his legacy is totally tarnished.
Mike in Staten Island, are you a Knicks fan or are you a Nets fan?
I'm a Knicks fan. I would say the only way he could really maybe change the character of how people perceive him is if he does go to a team like the Knicks and finds a way to let them win the championship. But as far as him constantly going to loaded teams, it's just hurting his career. I don't think he cares anymore at this point because – just towards the tail end of his career, and he don't have time to waste anymore by going on a rebuilding type of franchise. But to me, I think he should have never left OKC, because if he would have stuck it out and won there and then left, we would have been having a whole different discussion right now.
Mike, appreciate the call. Thanks for the time. Hindsight's 2020, Mike Wells. He saw that the writing was on the wall with the ISO ball that he was playing in Oklahoma City. Like, I know that he said after the 2016 Players Tribune article that he didn't feel complete after that. Like, he realized a target was on him and that people were always going to criticize him. But I think I can also appreciate Kevin Durant and the legacy talk for being able to say, I don't give a rip what you think about me and my legacy and my decisions. Every step of the way, he's gone about it doing what's best for him. At least he's remained consistent.
Yeah, and he's not – I mean, like you said, he's not worried about outside opinions, because once he retires, he's going to look around his room and see how many championship rings he has, and that's all he cares about, and how his friends and family feels about him, not what the outsiders think.
No, and I think that the same thing's going to hold true no matter where he goes next after requesting a trade away from the Brooklyn Nets. Won't matter if it's a small market team. Won't matter if it's Phoenix or Miami. Kevin Durant's going to do what Kevin Durant wants to do in trying to solidify his own legacy for himself, not for us.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Kenny and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, Courtney Cronin, Mike Wells, presented by Progressive Insurance. Want to thank all of our guests that stopped by the show today to help us break down NBA free agency. We had Nick Friedell, Dave McMenamin, Tommy Breer, Chris Canty, and Vince Carter, and talked a little bit about college football with our good friend Harry Lyles Jr., USC and UCLA, moving to the Big Ten effective August of 2024. Before we get out of here, we are going to wrap up a couple more topics here on Canty and Carlin. Time to go, 3 and out.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is 3 and out.
Okay, so we asked you on our ESPN Radio Twitter account about Kevin Durant's legacy. We've taken some of your calls about it. NBA free agency going on this week. We want to know, do you think that Kevin Durant's legacy will be tarnished by seeking another team? 54.8% of you said yes. 46.2, or is that 45? I can't tell. I have bad eyesight. 45.2% of you said no. And I couldn't do that math in my head either. So it's our weekend preview brought to you by Geico. Not surprised by the results there, but closer, honestly, than I thought, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very surprised about that. So it'll be it. We talked about this earlier off the air. Are you looking forward to this drag out, or would you like for Kevin Durant to find out where he's going to be traded to over the weekend?
I can't host multiple radio shows for the next week or so and be on First Take opining about all of the possibilities, because there's after a while, if Kevin Durant's holding up this process, or if it's not even him, it's the Brooklyn Nets, we're just going to be in this holding pattern until they decide where they're going to send him. And, you know, I am pleased to see that there have been other moves made in free agency. Not everybody, you know, all the other teams are just like waiting on the Brooklyn Nets to decide what they're going to do. We saw it today with the Minnesota Timberwolves agreeing to send 4 first rounders to the Utah Jazz for Rudy Gobert. So business is continuing to move on, but there are teams that might be out of the sweepstakes right now for Kevin Durant, or so to speak, on paper. They can't make it happen, but they're still probably trying to find a way to get in on the action with Kevin Durant, potentially. Weekend preview brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways that you could save. All right, Simone Biles and Megan Rapinoe are among the recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That will be presented with, that's the nation's highest civilian honor. It's going to be presented by the president, Joe Biden, in a ceremony next week, the White House announced on Friday. So those two have stood for human rights. Megan Rapinoe, obviously, as we know, in her platform that she's used with the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team for LGBTQ rights. And Simone Biles speaking up against sexual assault and women's rights as well. I can't think of two better athletes to represent, you know, not just women's sports, but causes that affect so many people across the United States. And it's certainly a huge honor for both of them. Really looking forward to seeing that ceremony and seeing them both getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
I love it. And especially with Simone Biles. I mean, we remember how it was for her, how challenging it was for her in the Olympics. You know, dealing with her personal issues and everything. And I think we've all realized, especially since the pandemic started 2.5 years ago, I mean, how much, you know, mental health and depression has been such a key topic, you know, around the world. So much respect to both of those ladies on being honored.
Kenny and Carl on ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Courtney Cronin, Mike Wells. Listen to this. Delta offered passengers almost $10,000 to switch flights, according to a report. So a passenger with a ticket on an oversold Delta flight said that he and other passengers were offered $10,000 to give up their seats and travel home at a later date, according to a report in Inc. magazine. Some 3.5 million people are expected to fly this holiday weekend, since it's 4th of July, amid COVID-19 infections, staffing shortages, and widespread flight delays. My flight tonight out of New York on another airline was just delayed for some odd reason. So I empathize with this. No brainer. I mean, you could offer me $500 and I would probably get off the flight and take would permit for it.
Funny story, Courtney. You know, anytime I would check in, I'm a big proponent of Delta. I've self humble brag. I'm a million mile flyer on Delta.
Congratulations! So all those years covering the NBA and NFL.
Exactly.
That's like elite status.
So anytime they would say put a dollar amount in for what you want on the ticket when it's oversold, I would always put the max in of $1,000. I'm hot that I never had an opportunity to get $10,000 because
I must have been real desperate.
I would tackle somebody like I'm a middle linebacker, D lineman, to get in to the front of the line to get $10,000, and I would drive to my next destination and hopefully have some money left from the high gas prices.
Yeah, I was about to say, depending upon where you're going, $10,000 might not even cover the gas that it would take to get from destination to destination, especially if you're flying somewhere. But I never get selected. Like, I constantly, the other day, in flying back to New York from when we were both in Chicago at the Vaughn McClure Jeff Dickerson Foundation event, on Wednesday, I had a flight back to New York to do First Take, and my flight was oversold, and I put in, like, it was a miles bid. It wasn't money. Ooh. And I put in, like, 20,000 miles. Like, yeah, absolutely, you can bump me an hour. Never got chosen. I guess it's another thing I get left out on, so that kind of stinks. What are your plans for the 4th before we get out of here?
Oh, man.
Doing barbecue?
I am going to be living inside of our producer Shannon can understand this. I'm going to be living inside of a gym. Both my kids have AAU basketball tournaments tomorrow and Sunday. What I don't understand is why would they do it on a 3-day weekend, but I will be there with my bucket of popcorn enjoying it. What about you once you get back home to Chicago?
I'm going to sleep for a whole week. Tired. Real tired. And we got to get out of here. This is Candy and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Courtney Kernan, Mike Wells holding it down for the guys on this Friday afternoon. Coming up next, we hand it off to Spain and Fitz. They're going to break down the latest happenings in NBA free agency. Have a great weekend and happy 4th.